If you want to know about love, then ask a couple with a lifetime of experience. Is there anything more adorable than watching a sweet old couple still very much in love? You've seen them, holding hands as they slowly walk down the street, laughing at decades-old jokes, and maybe stealing a forehead kiss. Just seeing a thriving love that has stood the test of time is not only adorable, it's inspirational. And it reminds us that if we try hard enough, anything is possible. And maybe, just maybe, we can all learn something from that kind of intentional love. And maybe, just maybe, we can all learn something from that kind of intentional love. And maybe we can also learn how to just get along. In fact, the theme of this meditation from Ephesians chapter 4 is about getting along, being compatible, not perfect, but at least being able to coexist together, living in unity. We will be together for about 15 minutes, so begin your time of meditation, noticing your eyes transition from a soft gaze to closed. Settle into a time of agreement, a place of harmony, and a moment of unity, starting with God, Spirit, and Son. Continue to listen and pray from this passage from Colossians chapter 3 and respond softly, "Heavenly Father, help me live in unity with others." Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, put on compassionate hearts. And Heavenly Father, help me live in unity with others. Put on too kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. And Heavenly Father, help me live in unity with others. Bear with one another, and if one has a complaint against you, forgive each other. So Heavenly Father, help me live in unity with others. Also, remember, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And Heavenly Father, help me live in unity with others. With your eyes remaining softly closed, just imagine closing the room now around you and kneeling in secret, transformative prayer before the unified God, Spirit, and Son. This time and place is set apart by God as a holy moment for you to concede to divine unity. Just admit your own selfish longings here. Watch, in fact, as your disagreements, as your conflicts and oppositions drift by in front of you. Rest on a bench here, watching disagreements float by. Don't notice the people, notice the emotions. And don't focus on just one, just notice the stream of disputes drifting by. Don't try to control what comes to mind. Feel no judgment for what the Spirit reveals. Just simply note the thoughts as they arise. Now keep your head still for a moment and center on the unified God, Spirit, and Son in front of you. As disputes come into view, let them float past. Don't follow them. Just note them come into view, but then let them leave your view. Be mindful too of your breathing. Take deep belly breaths as you center. Breathe deep from your belly and concede as you breathe. Allow as you breathe. Yield as you breathe. Refocus and center on the unified triune God as you breathe. I know it can be frustrating. I give you permission to feel that. No judgment here. But allow feelings of dissension remind you to return to your breathing as God centers you on the presence of Christ. Focus on your breathing as you take a few moments to whisper softly, "Heavenly Father, help me live in unity with others." Whisper the sacred word unity as you center above on God. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. And rather than examining the individual words, meditate on the unity of the message. Center and listen for unity within Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3 from the New International Reader's Version. "I am a prisoner because of the Lord. So I am asking you to live a life worthy of what God chose you for. Don't be proud at all, but be completely gentle. Be patient. Put up with one another in love. The Holy Spirit makes you one in every way, so try your best to remain as one. Let peace keep you together." What did you notice? What of the narrative caught your attention and why? We'll silently reflect on that word or thought or phrase for a moment. After that brief pause, what still resonates in your mind? Once more, "I'm a prisoner because of the Lord. So I'm asking you to live a life worthy of what God chose for you. Don't be proud at all. Be completely gentle. Be patient. Put up with one another in love. The Holy Spirit makes you one in every way, so try your best to remain as one. Let peace keep you together." Stay here longer now, being mindful of what is being revealed to you in this passage. Don't fight drifting thoughts of discord, but rather center back on your breathing and the unifying presence of God. Allow this second expanded divine reading to be about your affections. Do any sensations rise within you? Notice those as you listen now from the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you've been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, and being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling. What experiences or memories came to mind? Well, let your emotions explore the imagery of unity. In this third reading, don't hear words, but hear intent, the presence of God surrounding you, absorbing you, unifying with others. Be in His presence now in a way that transcends words. As a prisoner of the Lord, I beg you to live in a way that is worthy of the people God has chosen to be His own. Always be humble and gentle. Patiently put up with each other and love each other. Try your best to let God's Spirit keep your hearts united. Do this by living at peace. All of you are part of the same body. There's only one Spirit of God, just as you were given one hope when you were chosen to be God's people. We have only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There is one God who is the Father of all people. Not only is God above all others, but He works by using all of us, and He lives in all of us. Resting with your eyes still closed softly in imaginative contemplation, scan your body for a moment. Notice your feet and legs, your left ones and your right ones. Notice your arms and your hands, your left ones and your right ones. Notice too your back, your lower back, and then scanning all the way up to your neck. Do you notice any pain anywhere? Any pleasure? Just notice what you feel. You are part of one body. It is united. But there are individual parts. Some parts may work better than others at one time or another, but it is unified as one. Keep noticing the separate parts of your body and the unified whole as you imagine Jesus whispering to you, I work in you by using all of you and living in all of you. Rest here reflecting on how you can live in a manner worthy of the gospel by relating to individuals in ways that preserve the unity of God. whether at the start or the end of your day. Rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Heavenly Father, help me live in unity with others." Let the word unity be the sacred word to center and return you to the sufficient presence and care of God. Let me pray a blessing over you now to live a life worthy of what God has chosen you for. Be gentle, patient, and loving to others. Walk in a manner worthy of the gospel by relating to one another in ways that preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And may His unity be your strength, His harmony be your confidence, and His oneness be your aim. And may the peace of Christ be with you both now and always. Amen. Do you ever feel like some of the separate pieces of your body aren't in unity? Perhaps that same feeling with those in your community or church. Well, face the division and concede your path to walking in one of unity. And consider, too, how you might start by first humbly approaching another that you disagree with. Are you living in opposition with anyone? Well, how can you approach them in a spirit of unity, in a manner worthy of the gospel? So when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, note any division to then be mindful of moments that God may be using the strife to remind you of His call for unity. Admit the discord, but then concede to walking in a way worthy of the gospel, for it is then and there you will encounter the unity of God, Spirit, and Son.